a pilot project between the GNWT and federal government to be announced next week aims to use artificial intelligence to analyze mining data and locate new potential quarries. A press release dated July 14 was redistributed by the GNWT on July 11 explaining the plan. Digitizing existing core samples to reduce exploration risk is a strategic use of technology to help advance the future mineral resource opportunities of the NWT, said Caroline Wozanik, Minister of Strategic Infrastructure, Energy and Supply Chains. Realizing the mineral potential of the NWT depends on having the right infrastructure. Wozanik added the project tied in with other key infrastructure projects including the Mackenzie Valley Highway and the Arctic Security Corridor. Drill cores from the Slave Geological Province will be digitally scanned and then looked over by an artificial intelligence program to document its mineral content. Data collected will be shared in a national database that resource prospectors will be able to access ahead of time to inform their business decisions. The government ultimately wants to build a Canadian digital core library to help promote and support mining efforts across the country. Having a centralized database will also allow old mining plays to be re-evaluated as it is hoped the AI will notice something human eyes did not. It also is hoped the database will allow for easier prospecting of new sites by highlighting potential quarries which can be explored at a lower cost to both entrepreneurs and the environment. This initiative puts the Northwest Territories at the forefront of mineral innovation in Canada, said Industry, Tourism and Investment Minister Caitlin Cleveland. By modernizing how we analyze and share geological data, we're opening the door to new exploration, new partnerships and new economic opportunities. All while maintaining our commitment to Indigenous leadership and environmental stewardship. As human civilization attempts to pivot away from fossil fuel-based infrastructure in an attempt to avoid the worst-case scenario for climate change, many are looking to electrification of transport as a solution. Electric vehicles require large batteries which need critical minerals, of which the NWT is rich in. Aside from rare earth elements, the NWT is home to abundant deposits of lithium, copper and cobalt, all important components for modern batteries. Vast stretches of undisturbed natural landscape increase the costs of extracting minerals from the territory considerably. Federal Energy and Natural Resources Minister Tim Hodgson said the development of a database was a means to reduce those business risks. Through this groundbreaking collaboration between the Government of Canada and the Northwest Territories, we are harnessing advanced technology to revolutionize how we understand and manage our mineral resources, he said. By bringing together federal and territorial expertise and cutting-edge artificial intelligence, we are laying the foundation for a smarter, more sustainable resource future that catalyzes investment into Canadian mining.